Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise is to our God. Well, let me greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I don't know about you, but I believe that every praise belongs to our God. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse, it says, in everything, give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something. You know, anybody can praise God when they get $10,000 in their pocket and the things are going good. But the time to give him praise when your back is against the wall, when you don't see your way out, you get to give him praise. Like Hezekiah Walker said, every praise is to our God. You know why? Because God deserves the glory, the honor, and the praise. I don't know nobody that deserves the glory and the honor and the praise but him. Well, again, let me welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show and thank God for every person that's been tuning in to us, even those down there in Canada, in over there overseas and different other, I can't even name those different places overseas that have been listening to me, but I appreciate every one of you and those in the United States. Thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Well, today we're going to be celebrating the reason for the season. Jesus is that reason for the season. And don't forget now to join me a little later at 6 o'clock. I will be playing some good gospel music, and I will be giving my inspirational message. And today, at somewhere at the clock, I'll be giving another inspirational message. And also, I would love to open up our prayer lines that when we get off this radio show, you can call us. And you can always call us anytime you need prayer. Remember, the Bible says, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said he would do it for them. Well, we believe here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show and Pastor Kenneth Morgan's ministry, we believe that if two of us would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, God will do it for us. And we will come into agreement and believe God for your miracle. The telephone number is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335 right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Also, let me remind you, you can hear us on our other radio station on Old School 1029. That's Old School 1029 every first and third Sunday at 1:30 and fifth Sundays at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. You can go to cborangeburg.com, click on Old School 1029 at 1:30 this Sunday. I'll be right there. We've been on that radio station for 13 years, and thank God for the success that he has blessed us with. And to be able to minister to people. This is what it's all about, ministering to the people and to let them know that if they lost hope in anything else, Jesus promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you, but he will be there always, even until the end of the world. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. Remember this during this Christmas holiday, that this is the reason. Jesus is the reason for the season. And guess what? God always provides. Doesn't matter what you're going through financially, God is your provider.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide.
devil thought he knew. Can I testify? The devil thought he knew, but then my life was over. He thought by now I gave up. He thought by now I give up. The devil thought he knew, that my life was over. He thought I had no more. The devil thought he knew, that my life was over. He thought by now I knew. He thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, he turned it. And let me tell you something. You know, when you're going through, the end result is, as the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you're going through. Remember the end result, meaning that you ain't going down, but you're going over. You haven't fallen and can't get back up. The end result is that you have the victory. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you have a reason to shout. You got a reason to give him praise. You got a reason to give him the glory, because all of the glory and all of the honor belongs to him. And not only that, you're praising him because you know you got the victory. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how you feel. Remember these words. Don't look to the bigness of your knees, but look to the bigness of your God. God is bigger than your problems. As long as you keep your eyes on your circumstances will defeat you and cause you to accuse the written and the living word of God. He promised to take you step by step, but not at once. Each step will be a miracle. Let me tell you something. Today is your day to receive your miracle from God. Well, I tell you, these songs get me excited over here in the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station. Let me tell you, God is so good and he's worthy to be praised. Now, don't forget now to join me this afternoon, this evening at 6 p.m. I will be back playing a good gospel music, but I'm going to be also ministering the word of God and telling you the reason for that season. Jesus is that reason, and it has nothing to do with Santa Claus. I'm not trying to offend nobody, but it all has to do with Christ. And first, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and she should bring forth a son, and thou should call his name Jesus, for he should save his people from their sins. And right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, we believe in lifting up that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let me tell you, he's not only will we lift him up, but we're here to minister to you and believe God for your miracle. Let me just give you my inspirational message. I don't have enough time right here, but later on I'll be back for a couple hours so you can join me at 6 p.m. this evening. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Now, somebody always asks me, so why are you always preaching about people going through? Because as long as we live on this earth, we're going to have people that's going to go through so many things. And my job, I call myself almost like John the Baptist. See, John the Baptist's job was to prepare the way for Jesus to come. Well, Jesus is coming, and everyone that are preaching the truth and the word of God, their job is to preach the gospel of the kingdom. So we are preparing the way for him to come. But my job is to encourage those and let them know, and this is my mission for why I preach on a lot of people going through. My mission and my purpose is this, that when all else fails, look to Jesus. That's my mission. That's my mission. To let you know when you done tried everything and everything done failed you, and you went to everybody you could, even as I talked on the Facebook about the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years, suffering many things and many positions, instead of her growing better, the Bible says she got worse and worse and worse because nobody could help her, not even the doctors. And it comes a time where even the doctors can't help you, and you'll get some that will tell you, there's nothing I can do. Only God has the last say so. Even when you're going somewhere and you're trying to get counseling for your marriage, and one man said he'd been married 25 years and his wife left him for the boss. And somebody might be feeling down because of being hurt during this holiday of a relationship. Or maybe somebody died during this coronavirus and you're dealing with that grief. Well, I come to tell you, when everything else seems like it's not working for you, you can always look to Jesus, because there is no failure in our God. Let me say that one more time. And let me just put it this way. The God that I serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he never fails. And when he said something, according to Numbers 23:19, the Bible said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it. Let me tell you something. If God ever tell you something, I often tell people, you can take it to the bank. God said, my word will never turn back for us. See, God don't just tell us things in the Bible, as some people think that the Bible is just a book, you know, a regular book. Let me tell you something. The word of God is living and active. Amen. That Bible, the word of God, let me see, the word of God has a powerful effect that can change your whole entire life. And I ain't talking about next year. I ain't talking about 20 years from now. I'm talking about if you receive the word, if you listen to the word, and cause that word, and you apply that word of God has a powerful effect that can change your whole entire life. And I tell you, once you grab hold to that word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Let me tell you, glory to God, I'm getting excited here. Let me tell you, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 tells us, it says this, the Bible says, for this is the confidence that we have in him. Let me tell you something, my dear friends, is listening to me by the way of Blog Talk Radio, listening to me live on this internet radio. Let me tell you, the God that I serve, we got to have confidence in our God. Regardless of what we're going through, we still have to have confidence in him. Stop looking at, and it's hard sometimes to stop looking at it, but if you put your confidence, keep your confidence on him. This is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything according to his will. God always answer according to his will, according to that scripture. If we ask anything according to his will, he hear of us. And if we know, oh, hallelujah. Oh, I like that part. Oh, glory, glory, glory. If we know, see, that's confidence. See, confidence ain't in, well, I think it's going to happen. No, ain't no think nothing. Well, I wish it happened. No, ain't no wish. I know that 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 he going to come through for me. Ain't I think he going to come through? Ain't no, I'm not really sure. No, I know that he going to come through for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is have confidence in him. If we know that he hears of us, we know that we have the petition. Before I open up my mouth, I don't have to pray, well, if it be your will, Lord, not if it be your will. I know his will. And because I know his will, hey, glory, he's going to come through for me and for you. It doesn't matter what kind of problem you're going through. I like what R.W. Shambach used to say, you don't have no trouble. All you need is faith in God, which is true. You might, you know, that's what you need. You need faith, that mustard seed of faith, not a large amount of faith, just a little bit that would have confidence in him and knowing that he's going to come through for you. It doesn't matter what the doctor say. It doesn't matter what the bill man say. I often tell people that God is not broke. Heaven is not broke. He says, the scripture tells me that my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Then he turned around and tell us that the gold and silver belongs to him. He owns the cattle upon a thousand hills. Everything in John chapter 1, and if you go down, it tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things was made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Let me tell you something. God has all the resources you need. I don't care if nobody don't back you up. Keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. And I tell you, I'm going past my time, but I tell you what, the Lord want to fix it for you. All he's saying to you, trust me, believe me, keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. Well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, giving that little inspirational message, and I hope what I say encourage you. Now, again, let me just say, don't forget to join me. Don't forget to join me this afternoon, this evening at 6 p.m. as we celebrate Christmas, Jesus being the reason for the season. I'll be back to give another inspirational message. And I tell you what, I don't know about y'all, but I'm fired up in the Holy Ghost. I am excited about what God is going to do. And let me just play this song that says, Lord, send the rain. We need some rain to come. Are you ready for the rain?
But I'm sensing this. Oh God, we need it. And hear the cry of your people, God. Cause all we want is you.
I won't let you fall if you just lean on me. Well, I tell you what, we have in church right over here at the studios of the Spoken Word radio station. And not only are we having church, but we're giving God the praise and the glory because we know that Jesus is the reason for the season. Don't forget now, he won't let you fall if you just lean on him. Well, my time is up here. Don't forget to join me tonight at 6 p.m. I'll be back, and I'll be here for about 2 or 3 hours, so you can stay tuned. May God bless you, and I'm going to go out on this, and this is my prayer for you. The best is yet to come. See you tonight at 6 o'clock. May God bless you.
Here we go.